I can speak to this, the seven core principles of the supported employment process. The zero exclusion policy strikes me as something similar to the way we think, in the sense that we don't ask that people be motivated to get started. You know, when you go into getting ahead, it's where you go to get motivated, maybe, you know. So we don't care where you begin, you know, but somewhere along that journey of investigation, we hope that, you know, you find what it is you want to do next. And you have sort of the same process. Nobody's excluded. So come on. When you talk about consumer preferences are important, to me that's being guided by your customer. So that feels really comfortable to me, the idea being that who is it that's going to choose what to do? And that's what that sounds like to me. The rapid job search, I think, people in poverty need concrete solutions. And we can't dawdle. You know, when you think about one of our champions that uses our work in the private sector is Cincinnati Works, down in Cincinnati, of course. And they place 700 people a year and have an 85% retention rate, which is huge. They have you working within just a matter of days. You know, the things you have to do to prepare for work are crammed in there right at the beginning, 37 and a half hours, and then they're looking for a job for you, and then they're going to support you once you get there. So I really like that. Let's get to it, you know, piece of that. A competitive job, I may not know enough about what that is, but to me it seems like we want people to get to a good paying job. So a line of sight to good pay is important. And in the Cascade Engineering story, which is another one of our champions in Cincinnati Works, nobody arrests until you're at 200% of the poverty guideline, at least. I'm not even sure that's high enough, but that's a marker anyway. I think that the time unlimited support is what I was saying earlier, is we need to understand that it takes time to get out of poverty and to stabilize your world and to have these things take place. Poverty has changed, and it's going to change again. The days where we had poverty where people went in and out of using services and in and out, what we call V-shaped poverty, those are over. And even before this economic meltdown happened, we were in L-shaped poverty. So you get in it and you can't get out. And I think that for people with disabilities, there's an extra angle on that. And so the idea being that it's going to take time, and we have to be there to support people during their transition.